Okay, so we're, let's see if we can understand Rashi. Rashi? Huh? Whatever we can get. On you, so still in New Testament off in Megillah. Yeah, so what do you guys say? What do you guys have to say here? Had long enough, right? Tough stuff. It's like deceivingly, it looks like how, you know, all right, he's there. Yeah, simple. It's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult to really get a good definition here. So you saw the Ritva?
Yeah.
No. The Ritva.
What? No?
He's very thorough.
The Ritva's very thorough, yeah. He gives the wildest shot, the strangest interpretation of the riff. You see that part?
The riff?
Yeah. He wants to reinterpret the whole riff to mean something totally different. Anyhow, so what do you say? Sammy, what do you got there?
Nothing
yet. The Ritva. Yeah, the Ritva. The Ritva holds like Rashi. Right? Do you have the Ritva? Someone have the Ritva?
I wasn't in an email.
That was yesterday. At the end of this year. I said, at the end of this year yesterday, you said to look at the Rashi and the Ritva. Yeah, you want to get it? Get the Ritva. All right, so the Ritva says that the Pshat is like Rashi. And he tries to explain what Rashi, the idea of Rashi. So he says like this. Klomar, she'eino korei kibnei ha'ir, shehu sham. Ela korei b'mekomo tesvav, kishyelech l'sham. Fine, that's the ben krach who's in the ear, but he's going home. Aval im ein osid lachzor l'mekomo leila yudalid, ve'heir lo yom yudalid b'ir. So the sun comes up in the city. Shechal chiyuv kriyas hayom shehu ikur hakriya al b'nei ha'ir b'odo sham. So what happens at sunrise on Yudalid? Or earlier than sunrise Yudalid? Then the chiyuv kriya is chal. The chiyuv kriya of the yom is chal, which is the ikur kriya. Yeah, so the Iker Kriya is Chal on who? On the B'nei Ha'ir, Be'odo Sham. So he's there when the Chiyuv, when the Iker Chiyuv Megillah is Chal on the people of the town that he's in, of the people, of the residents of the place that he's in. Very nice. Korei Imohem Alayla V'Hayom. So then he gets a big time machine, he goes back and reads at night. And then he reads in the day. Why? Diporuz ben yomo nikra poruz. V'yafal pisha rotz alachso b'yom yudalat asmo. Be'inyin shehei b'mkomo leil tesvav. V'kori achshav b'yom yudalat b'mkomo. V'kori shom kikrach. This is where words are missing. All right, so anyway. So that's what he says over there. But then later on, he also says, listen to what he says later on. Listen to what he says later on. He says, so now his question is, what does the guy do? Let's say the guy was a ben krach, he's in the ear on Yudalid, and then he goes home, he's in the ear on Yudalid, so he reads on Yudalid, and then he goes home for tesvav. What does he do when he gets home? So he says, ben krach sholach sham v'nesakev sham ad boker Yudalid shikori imahem im chozol imakomo leil tesvav chozi v'kori imahem. Shafel pishon eschayev kevar im b'nei ha'ir sholach sham. Even though he went, even though he was already chayev with the ear, harei chozav in eschayev in b'nei akrach, right? He'll become chayev again with the krach. Ugedolim izu or Rabbi Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says something even greater. That what? The Yerushalmi has this case: a ben ear she'okar di rosso lekrach leil tesvav nischayev kan v'kan. So a guy lives in the ear. He's a full time resident of the ear, right? So he reads on Yudalid. And then he moves to a krach on Leil Tesvav. So he reads in the krach too, right? So you see, even though he already was Yotze in the ear as a Ben ear, that doesn't mean he's now putter from reading with the krach. V'kol shekein zeh. Now listen to the, this is the part I want you to listen to. She ikar diraso haya bikrach. Certainly our case, where the guy is a really a krach resident, right? V'lo haya be'ir elager uprazi ben yomo. He only lived in the city as a temporary resident. Okay? So he certainly would have to read when he gets home to the krach. Okay?
If he doesn't go back, he's not going to read.
If he doesn't go back, he doesn't read. Because he says, if the guy was a full-time resident in the ear, right, and he read as a full-time resident, and then he moves to the krach, right, so he reads with the krach. So you see, if a full-time residency of the, if a kriya of a full-time resident in the yudala doesn't pata you from a kriya of a resident of the krach, because he changed his makom. So certainly the guy who really is a ben krach and just happens to be in the ear on that day, he's only reading as a ger prazi ben yomo. So that's certainly not going to pater him from a schiev of a ben krach when he gets back to the krach. No? So did the guy who was a ben ear and read in the ear. Right. Okay, but when I saw that, so that lashon was very interesting to me, and hope maybe it can add an element that is missing over here, that's always missing to me. I don't know. Let's see if we can work this out. It's very difficult. Questions like this. We were learning in the riff. How many types of residents are there in an ear or in a krach? So we're saying there's really only one. Correct? No, that's the way the Rambam was learning. That when you go to be a Poros Ben Yomo, what does a Poros Ben Yomo mean? What does a Poros Ben Yomo really mean? It means you are a full-fledged Poros, but you get that shame just from being there for one day. Right? It's only a shame that's shayach to this day. It's only a question that's shayach to this day. So the residency issue of a paros and it's a paros, it's a not a qualified paros, it's a paros, but because of this day, he's a paros. You understand? It's a paros because of the day, because this day is the day that this mitzvah is chal, and we have the residency question that devolves from this very mitzvah, so it devolves on a person who's even here only for one day. But the shame of paros is chal on him, like everybody else. And that's purely a question of residency, and it's going to go by the ideas of how you choose to, of how you create residency, namely, your das when you move there, of staying or leaving. But the time frame is a one-day time frame. Okay? I know I keep repeating that, but it's important. It just helps me to see the contrast. So what is the Ritva saying, though? In other words, what's the other way to interpret Poros Ben Yomo?
That there is a modified type of Ben Yomo which has the same din as...
Exactly. In other words, the Ritva and Rashi seem to be learning a different concept over here. That in terms of Megillah, in terms of Mikra Megillah, there are two types of residents. Okay, there's a paras, hayoshvim ba'aria hayehudim haprozim. There are the full-fledged prozim, and that's a shame that they carry with them wherever they go. Right. But then you can also come under a second din of a Paruz Ben Yomo. You understand? That's a different category in terms of the mitzvah of Megillah. So you can have, so there are three kinds of people. You can have three kinds of people for that Shita. You have the full-fledged resident. You can have someone who has what we would call a temporary status, temporary residency, like the Ritva says. He's a ger ben Paruz ben Yomo. He's a visitor. He's a visitor, but he has a status of a temporary resident. Or the guy can just be a complete passer through. Okay. So in other words, it's a question of how do you punctuate, right? Paruz ben Yomo, right?
Paruz ben.
There are three possible. Yeah. Is the ben Yomo a type of a paruz, or is the ben Yomo the way he becomes a paruz? Right. Okay. This is all very interesting, but does it have any? Does it relate to any of the facts, halachic facts that we have before us? Okay. So what I'm trying to say is like this, that if you're going to learn this shita, so the question is, what gives you this temporary status? What gives you this temporary status? It's a new status that doesn't exist in regular halachas of minhagei hamakom. And according to the Ritva and Rashi, what they're saying is like this, that if, they're saying like this. Let me see if I can put it together here. That's strange. After that brief introduction. Okay, so it goes like this. That there are two shemos, right? There's the real paruz, and then there's the paruz ben yomo. The real paruz is a shame in terms of where he actually lives, right? Now, there's a guy who's a ben ir, and he's in the krach on yud dalet, and he's going home on the night of tesvav. It doesn't matter that he's in the krach now. He's a ben ir. Why is he a ben ir? Because that's his natural definition. Right, so he has to read like a ben ir. But there's a secondary status for Megillah, and that's not totally on the nature of your permanent residence. That's totally on the chalos of the mitzvah itself, right? Like the Ritva explains, that if you're in a makom. What does he say? Like on the ben krach, it's the easy case. The ben krach was in the ear. So when he's in the ear, at the moment that the chalos, that the mitzvah of Megillah is chal on the makom that he's in, okay, what does that do to him? That's my question. This is the key question. What does that do to him? What does that do to him? This is what was leading us, this is what was creating the problems. Okay, let's just review the problem for a minute. If all you say is that it gives him an extra chiyuv of mikra, because he's there when the chiyuv is chal, right? Then we got stuck. We got stuck with the reverse problem, correct? The reverse problem is, what does being there while the mitzvah is chal on the people around you do? Okay, if all it does is adds another chiyuv to you. In other words, you have your natural chiyuv of who you really are, but you could also be nitfas in the happenings of the place that you're in. Correct? That's disaster. That's a formula for disaster. Doesn't work out. Why? Doesn't work out for two reasons, really. One is, what about the ben krach who stays till tesvav? Right? Why doesn't he just now, okay, fine, he had the chiyuv of the place because he happened to be there when everyone was reading. right? But now why didn't he fall back on his original chov of a ben krach, on his real intrinsic shame of a ben krach? And also, the ben ir who's in the krach on Yud Dalet, it's very nice that in the future he'll be nitfas in their kriya, but right now he's just a ben ir. Right? In other words, the point is like this. If it's just adding another chiyav, that if you're in a place where you have your identity of a krach, a ben krach or a ben ir, and then there's another din, that if you happen to be in a place where everyone else is reading, you're also chayav to read with them. But they're separate. They're separate tracks. That won't work. That definitely will not work. Correct? Okay. So what the din is like this. That there's an intrinsic identity of the ben ir or the ben krach himself, but there's also a temporary status. But what is the temporary status? That if you're there, if you're mitzdaref with them, at the zman of their chova, that gives you, in terms of mitzvahs megillah, a definition of a ger of that makom. That gives you, it's not just a chi of mikra megillah alone. It gives you a shame of a poros ben yomo. It gives you an identity of residency with regards to this mitzvah itself. Now, there's an intrinsic identity of residency, but then there's also, like the Ritva says, a residency of the ger. So it is some kind of an identity of the makom itself. It is some sort of a tziruf to the chovas makom. And what is it really? It means to say, if you're there b'shas chalos mitzvosam, then you become part of that town in terms of all of their minhage, all of their chiyuvei kriya. The entire system of chiyuv kriya of that makom is chal on you. Okay, so you become a poros ben yomo, but you really become a poros ben yomo. You're not just chayev in their maisa kriya. You actually become a status of the temporary resident. Okay, so now this is what I'm trying to say. This is how it works out. So if you're a ben krach and you're there on your dalid, right, and you read with them, so that really is a chalos shame in the gavra of a poros ben yomo. He really has the din of a poros ben yomo. And what is the din of a poros ben yomo? That what? What's the din of a poros? What is the din of a poros? There really are two dinim of a poros. Is what? He reads on Yud Dalet and he has no kriya on Tesvav. You understand? So when, but this is the point I'm trying to make. Listen to what I'm trying. Let me see if I can get if this makes sense or not. Now, what I'm trying to say is like this: you've got to broaden the identity. You've got to broaden the concept of the poros ben yomo. I think the problem that was confusing us up until this point is we were just looking at the kriya itself. We were saying there's a kriya going on. Is he part of it or not? Right? What I'm saying is like this. There's more than just a kriya. There's a whole system, there's a system of kriya. Keneged, the yomim of Yud Dalet and Tezvav. And each place, the ear and the krach, legabi shnei yomim have a nihug. The Yud Dalet has the nihug of kriya on Yud Dalet and no kriya on Tezvav. And the krach has an idea of no kriya on Yud Dalet and a kriya on Tezvav. Okay? Now, when you're in the makom during the kriya, he's saying, what is koveya your nihug kriya? What is koveya your derech of kriya? It's being in that place. The chalos of both elements, of Yud Dalet and Tesvav, is really toloi on where the person is at the expression of the kriya itself. But wherever he is for the kriya itself, that gives him the temporary shame of the makom, which carries with it all of the dinim of that makom. You understand? So if he's a ben krach, let's take the simple case. He's a ben krach, and he's holach le'ir. Right? So not only if he's there on Yud Dalet, he has to read with them, but he's defined now. He's defined now like he related to this makom via mitzvah's Megillah. That itself, the relationship to the makom in the context of the mitzvah's Megillah, gives him this unique status of the temporary resident. Meaning, or a better way to put it is, he's a resident of Mikra Megillah. So then, as long as he stays there, he'll continue with all of the dinim that they have. It's true he's intrinsically a ben krach, but he adopted via joining them for their chiyuv Megillah, together with the pasuk of Paras ben Yomo, actually gives him a temporary status. And that temporary status is going to carry over from Yud Dal to Tesvav. So he really is a Paras. So it really comes out, everybody is a Paras ben Yomo for 2 days. I mean, he could be a Paras ben Yomo for 2 days. Right? And conversely, if the person is a ben ear and he goes to the krach, right? It's a little bit more complicated because you have to know what's going to be in the future. But it turns out that it depends how long he's there. If he's there only for the day of Yud Dalet, so he only has his shame of the ben ear, right? And he hasn't adopted any temporary shame of Mukaf ben Yomo. Because the only vehicle of attaining the shame is by relating to their mitzvah's Megillah. I can be a resident of Megillah, of the mitzvah of Megillah. So it turns out if a person knows for sure he's going to be there on Tesvav, then, it's a little bit of time travel, but then what? It's going to turn out that being there when their mitzvah's Megillah is chal defines him, gives him a din of a mukaf ben yomo. But what is a mukaf ben yomo? It means, what is a mukaf ben yomo? It means it gives him the dine mukaf in terms of the whole chi of Mikra Megillah. What's the whole chi of Mikra Megillah? No, that the bnei akrach are mamtin at tesvav.
What about a ben krach goes to an ear for 2 days?
Same thing.
But when he reads on Yud Dalet, now he's not a ben, he's not a ben ear anymore.
He is.
He's not a ben parz anymore. On the second day?
Yeah, if he stays there on Yud Dalet and Tesvav, he wouldn't read on Tesvav.
Why is he considered a ben parz on Tesvav? There's no more.
Because that is the, because that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say everybody, every ear has a nihug of Yud Dalet and Tesvav to both. There's a nihug of both. The ben ears mitzvahs Megillah is to read on Yud Dalet and not on Tesvav, and the ben krach is to wait until Tesvav. The only thing is the difference between the Rif and this Shita is, see, they're both. This was the mistake we were making. We were thinking that the Rif was talking about residency, and they were just talking about the mitzvah itself. But the truth of the matter is, they're talking about a residency of mitzvah itself. You understand? They're talking about becoming a temporary resident for the mitzvah itself. There's a status of the residency just in terms of mitzvah. That's Hayoshrim Ba'aria Prazos. There is your intrinsic identity, but the Gzeiras HaKosuf says, Legabe this mitzvah, you can also define yourself via this mitzvah. You can define yourself via the mitzvah's Megillah. You can define yourself on a temporary status. So therefore, it's similar to the Rif in the sense that it still has to go to an underlying idea of makom, because there are chiyuvei makom. There's the chiyuv of the makom of the ear, and there's a chiyuv of makom hakrach. But you don't join the chiyuv hamakom via the regular mechanism of lishtaker, like the Rif learns. modified down to one day. You join that ear by attaching to their niyog shel mitzvah. But once you attach to their niyog shel mitzvah and you remain there, the waiting on yud dalet and the not reading on tes vav are both part of the way the krach or the ear relates to the mitzvahs megillah vis-a-vis the 2 days. Yeah.
And even if the ben krach winds up going back to the krach on the 15th, right? He was yotzei on yud dalet, right? And he winds up going back to the krach. So the sale wouldn't matter because at the start of Purim he already defined himself as a parus.
Oh, so that's what the Ritva's question is. So what about the guy who was what? Who was a ben krach, right? And he went to the ear on yud dalet and he read with them on yud dalet, right? That's his question. Does he read again when he goes back to the krach, right? That's his question, right? So he wants to bring a raya from the Yerushalmi, right? What's his raya from the Yerushalmi? You get the case clearly in Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi's case was like this. Let's say a guy was a real ezrach over there. He really was a parus. He lived in the in a city, in an ear, all his life. So when Yudali comes, there's no shaila, he reads the Megillah, right? Then he packs his family up into the van and he moves permanently to his new home in Yerushalayim, right? So the Yerushalmi says, now he has to read on Tezvav. Okay, so the Ritva says, so you see that but he had a full, complete Kriyas Megillah on Yud Dalet. It wasn't it was a full, Iker Kriya. So you see, that doesn't pater you. That doesn't pater you. Right, you got to go by the Kriyas HaMakom. So it's true that his Kal V'Chomer is like this. The Kal V'Chomer is that in the case of the Yerushalmi, the guy read as an Ezrach in the ear. So he says, so the Ben, and he still has to read when he becomes a Ben Krach. So he says, Kal V'Chomer, if the guy always is a real Ben Krach, and he's only reading in the ear as a Ger Ben Yomo, so then certainly when he gets back to the Krach, he has to read again. But if he stays in the ear, he wouldn't. But anyway, I just said over what the river says. What's the concept, though? So what are you saying? Does it make sense or not? In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying it's true when Yud Dalet started, you would covey yourself as a Ben Ear, but that was only a Ben Ear, that was only a Prozi Ben Yomo. That doesn't change what your real status is. So as long as you continue to relate to this adopted shame, you can maintain it. You understand? But if you abandon it and go home, now you have to act with your underlying identity of a Ben Krach.
But I thought you said part of the shame of the Ben Yomo is that it's not only that you read on your...
But it's only a Ben Yomo shame. And it's only because he is mitzuraf to that place.
It's only if you stay in the...
It's only if you stay there.
But isn't part of that shame to...
He
not
says that's no... His point is like this. He's saying if a real Ben Ear can abandon his identity and become a Ben Krach on Tes Vav, then Kal V'Chomer, a guy who only adopted the ear on Yud Dalet, can abandon it and return to being a Ben Krach on Tes Vav. That's his argument.
But that's not a Kal V'Chomer.
Of course it's a Kal V'Chomer.
Of course he can abandon a temporary shame.
So then he has to be, then he'll be Chayav on Tes Vav.
I'm saying like that by the other place he's totally moving. That's a different abandoning of your shame. You're actually moving.
No, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Because when Yud Dalet was Chal, what was his identity? Right? Now, if you're going to tell me that a guy is stuck, that a guy in the ear is Kavua as a Ben Ear, once Yud Dalet is Chal, right? And therefore, even if he goes to the ear, to the Krach, he doesn't read, right? So who's the bigger Ben Ear on Yud Dalet? The guy who lived there all his life, or the guy who's just visiting? obviously the guy who lived there all his life. So if even the guy who lived there all his life, when Yud Dalet started, and the Chova was chal on him, and he read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, if even that guy can abandon it and become a Ben Tesvav, right? Meaning to say, he's not fixed as a Ben Ir because he was a real Ben Ir on Yud Dalet. It's something that you can throw off, right? So certainly a guy who only was a Ben Ir on Yud Dalet on a temporary basis, if he checks out of town, he just reverts back to being a Ben Krach.
I thought you were saying the Kal Vachomer was that it's in terms of his chiyuv, meaning that if he was Yotzei's chiyuv from a full-fledged living in that place, like stemming from living in that place actually, then of course, then if you see that from the Yerushalmi, he can still be Yotzei another chiyuv.
Yes, yeah, so I'm translating it into our terminology a little bit.
Then if you're saying that it's a Kal Vachomer in terms of his residence, these are two different types of moving. In terms of abandoning, of course, Ben, he totally moved. That's the Chomer part. If you're taking it in terms of moving.
The guy who is only temporarily in Yud Dalet, he can't move. He can't move. You're right, he can't move. But why can't he move? Of course, he never lived there. You're telling me the guy who lived in the Ir, he can really move out of the Ir. But the guy who lived in the Krach, he can't move out of the Ir. Of course he can't move because he never was in the Ir. So that doesn't make him more a part of the ear, it makes him less a part of the ear. So he's saying, if a guy who is really fully part of the ear when Yud Dalet starts can just throw it off and turn into a Ben Krach, so a guy who's intrinsically a Ben Krach just happens to be in the ear in Yud Dalet, of course he can return back to being a Ben Krach. He would be in. See, the good question, the question that nobody... Which cases?
The fact that he's reading again versus the other way where he wouldn't be reading in his first place. Mm-hmm.
Two cases. Give me the cases.
Meaning?
Read again like a Ben Krach. But the point is, you see from the way the Ritva is looking at it, is he's looking at a question of the guy's residency. You understand? And he's saying, if the true Ben Ir can switch his residency in the middle, so then certainly the guy who only had the adopted residency of the ear can abandon it. But the point is, the interesting thing is, he's saying that when the guy leaves on Yud Dalet after the Mikra Megillah, that's like an abandonment of the temporary residency he had established. As long as he maintains that temporary residency in the ear to be a Paras Ben Yoma, he'll be Patur and Tezvav. It's only because moving back, he's going back to his true identity and abandoning the tzirif that he created. But the interesting question is, what if the guy is what? What if the guy is a Ben Ir, right? And he reads on Yud Dalet. And then he just visits the Krach on Tesvav.
Oh, that's the case that no one takes up?
That's the case that no one takes up.
Well, he just visits, meaning he's not even a Ben Yom.
No, I mean he visits Tesvav till Tesvav, till the day.
So right. So he's not a passerby, he's a Ben Yom.
And the Kolshkin wouldn't work though.
Kolshkin doesn't work. There's no Kolshkin for that guy. That's your question. Then your question is right. He's not moving.
Right. Yes, then it would stop.
I don't know. You could say it won't work. You could say it won't work.
The only reason why it did work for the Ritva is because of the Kolshkin, right? The reason I was able to read twice. Why is it?
No, the question over here is: Can you gain the shame, the temporary shame? Once you are the true resident of the ear, and you're defined by that kriya, do you have to now really break it and reestablish yourself in the krach, like the Yerushalmi's case? Or can you still be, in terms of, in other words, the question is like this, in terms of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, is there an option to create the shame of Ben Yomo? Do you have to create the shame of Ben Yomo first, or can it even be created second? I don't know, what do you say? Is there any logical difference between the two? It's just funny that they don't. No one takes up that case. It would seem to be a simple case. That would seem to be the simplest case of the Ben Yir Shalach Krach.
Well, what's the Hav Mir to say?
Unless they want to say, unless they're only giving you this case to show you the Chiddush, that he doesn't even have to read in your Yudal. Right.
What's the Hav Mir to say that you...
In other words, the question is like this. Is the temporary residency shame, right, of the Ben Yomo only available to somebody who first removes his own residency? In other words, the Ben Krach, who's the case now, the Ben Ir, in order for him to become a Ben Krach, a Mukaf Ben Yomo, does that require him to be there on Yud Dalid? In other words, does it require him from Yud Dalid to be noeg like all of the dinim of the krach? In other words, for him, we're now saying that there's a temporary shame of the ben krach, but the niyug of the ben krach is not limited to tesvav; it really begins on yudalid, right? So, do you say that in order for the person to really be the mukaf ben yomo, he has to start on yudalid? And then when he's there, when it's chal on him on Tesvav, so then there was from Yud Dalid on, he really had no identity. Since he left his ear on Yud Dalid already, so he wasn't there with them when their chiyuv was chal. And he really is, and really in terms of the mitzvah, he is moving into the krach. In terms of Mikra Megillah, from Yud Dalid, he's moving into the krach. It's not complete until he's there, unless he's there at the chalos of the mitzvah. But in other words, how do you adopt the status of a krach ben yomo? You have to adopt the full niyug of the krach. You have to go there from yudalad and be there in the time of their mitzvah. That's how you become a krach ben yomo. You understand? But if you were in the ear for your kriya, so you already defined yourself as a ben ear, and you already neglected the niyug of the krach from the beginning. You neglected the niyug of the krach, so you can't just jump in the middle as to be a temporary resident. You can't just jump into the middle. He's just saying to revert back to your original shame that can happen in the middle, but you can't adopt a shame halfway. It's a logical possibility. We have to think it through. We're just putting through the argument. No, he's saying there's a difference between adopting a shame. If you want to adopt a shame, you have to start from the very beginning. You have to adopt all of the elements of it. And all the elements of the krach are not reading on tes of being mamten. You see how Rashi puts that? I like how Rashi uses that word. You know? You have to be mamten vikori. In other words, the people in the krach on Yudal, they're not doing nothing. They're mamten vikori. They're waiting. So you have to, if you want to be part of the krach, you have to be a mamten vikori also. That's what they're doing on you. The only thing is, it's not going to be chal on you. The full shame is not going to be chal unless you're there for all the elements, meaning yud dalet and the day of tesvav. Right? So if a guy was in his ear on yud dalet, it's not going to do anything for him to go to the krach on tesvav. But the Ritva's question was the opposite way. What if the person has an intrinsic shame of a ben krach? You understand? And he only started with the niyug of yud dalid in the ear. So since the start is there, he has to start with them, because that's the mitzvah's chal in the beginning. But if he leaves, he's like abandoning. So now you can revert to your underlying shame in the middle, he holds. But you can't adopt a new shame halfway. Right? To me, it seems, the greatest evidence to this is the lack of anything to the contrary. I mean, it's troubling. It's troubling to me. The lack of anything to the contrary. I mean, I'm sure if you look through your Quran, you probably find something on this. But,
Wait, why do you want to revert back to your original shame again?
Because, there still is the Yehudim HaProzim and the Yoshvei Barim HaProzos. So there is. So this. We're not saying that there's only one identity. There's only one identity. Even the Paras Ben Yomo, since it's only a temporary residency, he still always has the shame of his intrinsic identity. The only thing is, he has the option of adopting a new place as minug for the Megillah. But since being noeg with them is only is the way that you adopt it. If he leaves them, then he's abandoning his thing. I mean, it would turn out Lamafreya, his Mikra Megillah on Yudalad was really no good.
Is this in direct opposite with what the Rush is saying? I just want to clarify.
Oh, the Rush is nothing like this, right?
Yeah, I'm saying the Rush says Nistalik Malav.
Right, okay, we'll do the Rush in a second.
The only difference
between the guy who moves to Yud Dalet is that the mechanism of the chalos of the minig of Yud Dalet starts on Yud Dalet. The mechanism of the chalos of Tesvav starts in Tesvav, of the ear starts in Tesvav, of the krach starts in Tesvav. Hold on, right? So if the guy moves to the ear on Yud Dalet, and he's with them on Yud Dalet, I guess you can't say that the Kriya was no good if he was back. But his point is that as long as he's there with the chalos of their Kriya, he gets the status of the Paras Ben Yomo. Now, what will the status of the Paras Ben Yomo do for him? It will make him chayiv in this Kriya now, and as long as he stays, he'll be noheg like them. But his point is, since it's only a temporary status, if he leaves it, he'll revert back to his original shame. No, it's BMAC. The thing is, you don't need to create your original shame. You just have to leave the imposed shame. But to create an imposed shame, you have to have that legamri. That's the chilak. There's nothing illogical about that. You can say that in order to... The ben krach really is... The ben krach in the ear is really it's like a dichli of his shame krach. Because he's with them. But when he leaves them, he reverts back to being a ben krach. You're saying that's just like a guy who really was a Ben Ir, who changed and became a Ben Krach. But if the guy was really a Ben Ir, right, and he wasn't there with them from the beginning of their Niug, maybe he can't adopt it anymore. Maybe he can't adopt that whole Niug. The Ben Ir?
Yeah. It's like he missed the 14.
No, because now he's intrinsically a Ben Krach. He's not trying to get a shame of a mukaf ben yomo. He's saying that you can do. You can get the shame of the mukaf ben. You can get the shame if you're trying to become a mukaf ben yomo. You have to be there from their whole. The only way to become a mukaf ben yomo is via adopting their minhagim of mikra megillah, which is to be mamten from yudalad to and read on tesvav. But to be a real resident, that just goes by yudas of lishtakeya. Two different mechanisms. That's the point. I'm trying to work out. There's two different mechanisms. Yeah. Johnny. Yeah, so what is the Rush holding? Yeah, so the Rush, it turns out you were right. Right? And the way they're learning the Rush is like the Riff. Right? That it really is an idea of residency. Because the Rush, that's the way the Mechaber Paskins do. Right? It goes by what you're planning on doing. The only thing is, the only difference between the Rush and the other way of learning the Riff is what? Is which day, right? Is everything, according to the Rush, everything goes by Yud Dalet. So what's the svar over there? And the Ravid, so the Ravid? The Ravid has a... It's funny, the Ravid says you'd be chayev to stay.
There's no difference in...
Right, now according to the Rush, he learns the Pasuk straight. Right, what does the Pasuk say? Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prozim ha-yoshvim bo'ori ha-prozos. So now the problem is, so the Gemara says, Michti ksiv ha-yehudim ha-prozim, lama l'michti v'yoshvim bo'ori ha-prozos, ha-kamash mulon, de-paras ben-yomu, nikra paras. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechan paras, mukaf minolon. Right? Mukaf minolon. How do you know the mukafin? The pasuk only has prozim. How do you know mukafin? So he says, svaro. Mi de paras ben yomo kari paras, mukaf ben yomo kari mukaf. Yeah, so the Rush is learning that at the time, that really it's only one pasuk, but at the time of Yud Dalid, everybody is now going to be defined either as a paras or a mukaf. From the moment the Mikra Megillah is chal on Yud Dalid and Tesvav, but even on Yud Dalid, it's already chal. Who is the full chiyuv is chal on Yud Dalet. The chiyuv of the full chalos of Megillah is chal yudal. It's chal completely on who's chayav on yudal and who's chayav on tesvav. That's chal immediately. So if you are a parz on yudalid, then you have a kriya on yudalid. If you're not a parz on yudalid, then you automatically have a chiyuv of mukafin. Now, as you can on yudalid, you either become a parz or you're mistalik from being a parz. And the chovas mukafin are simply the ones who are mistalik, who are out of the shame of the prazim. It really all is, the pasuk really is saying it's all kavua by prazim. You're either a parz on yudalid or you're not. If you're not, if you're out of the shame paras, then you become a mukaf.
And was it all about Benyamin?
In other words, so his thing is like this. He's saying at the Sha'a, at the Techilas Chalos Mitzvah Megillah, you have to align yourself in terms of the mitzvah immediately. But that's that yom, the yom of when the mitzvah is chal, is when you define your residency. Is the time of the definition of your residency in terms of the mitzvah, right? So when you dal is chal, now you have to either be a parz or a mukaf. Immediately, you have to be a parz or a mukaf.
So like a bina
shmatus
kind of.
How does he hold up how you become parz or a mukaf?
So the rush holds like the riff. The rush holds like the riff.
Goes by das.
Goes by das.
You're held back. Doesn't he say that you go like that place?
No.
No, you just go.
Doesn't the rush hold the rush? Well, the rush says it in two stages. Just says the idea, and then he says what the riff says. But the way the tour has him, that it goes by your das. Doesn't the tour have it completely by your das?
Right, that's fine.
Now, all of these svaras are really saying that the chiyuvei megillah stem from the mokom. That there's chiyuvei mekomos. Like Rashi says, you read like the kechovas mekomo, right? So that would mean that it's possible to be chayav twice. It's possible to be chayav twice. Because it's just a question of, am I going to be nitfas in the chov of this mokom via the mechanism of the residency of the poros ben yomo? But it would seem if you're going to learn, you always only read once. So then it means it simply is a chovas hagavra. There's only one chovah of the gavra, but there are ways of reading, right? But there are dinim in the kriya. But in an ear you carry this way, in a krach you carry this way. But it's really still the underlying. There's only one chovas hagavra of being carry megillah. And if you read any time with a valid Maisa Kriya, you're putter from the mitzvah itself. Now, it doesn't really, that's the question over here. That's really the a very general question. When you have the mitzvah of Megillah, it's one mitzvah, but it's broken down into Mekomos, what does that mean? Everybody we've been learning now has been saying it really has been delegated among the Mekomos. And there's a chi of makom of ear and a chi of makom of krach. But the Tosfos that the Rashba quotes seems to learn that no, it's just like any other mitzvah. It's any other mitzvah of Asiyah. It's just that the circumstance is part of the Asiyah. Now, as if you're, how do you do Asiyah sa mitzvah? How do you fulfill the Maisa Kriya Bikrach on this day? Maisa Kriya over here. The Maisa Kriya depends on where you are, how to fulfill the Maisa Kriya. But there's only one Chiv on the Gavra of a Maisa Kriya. The other ways of learning that it actually became like Chiyuvei Mekomos. And now it's a question, do I join that Mekom? Do I not join that Mekom? So it's possible to join two Mekomos and be Chayav twice. But if you learn like the Tosfos, it never becomes anything more than just a Chovas HaGavra of being Kori the Megillah once a year. And now the question is, how do I fulfill that Chov? If I'm in the city, I have to wait till the 14th. But then if I go to the Krach, it doesn't matter. I'm already Yotze. I'm certainly already Yotze. I think it over. You know what I mean? It'd be like just a question of, is that considered to be us like defining the Maisa of Kriyas HaMegillah? But as long as I did a Maisa Kriyas HaMegillah, I fulfilled my Chov. It's only a Chovas HaGavra to do a Maisa of Mikra Megillah. The Maisa looks different in the city than it does in the Krach. But however which way I happen to be Yotze my Maisa Kriya, I fulfilled my underlying chov. It's not a chovas makom, it's a chovas gavra. The gavra only has one chov. If it's chovas mekomos, you could say, okay, I'm part of this group, I got to do their chov. Part of that group, I got to do their chov. If it's chovas agavra, like a tefillin or a lulav or any other type of ordinary mitzvah, he holds the fact that it was broken up didn't convert it into like a chovas makom. Always retain the shame of a chovas agavra. But that's the underlying, that there are a few underlying questions that that you got to combine. All right? Okay, so tomorrow.